If there was a time for a pension overhaul to pass, it was yesterday. That was the prevailing wisdom anyway. After all, back in September, House Speaker Mike Madigan and Senate President John Cullerton signaled it would come in the new year, and this was the last time dozens of lame duck legislators, free from having to worry about their next campaign, would be able to cast a vote. But no. First, the House.
I hereby move that this session of the General Assembly do stand adjourned, sine die die.
And then the Senate.
The ayes have it, and the Senate stands adjourned, sine die.
Adjourned without sending anything to Governor Pat Quinn to ease Illinois' ever-growing pension problem. Not that there weren't attempts, including a surprise last-ditch effort by Quinn himself.
We have to take an extraordinary action to help break the gridlock.
That's the governor taking the unusual step of appearing before a legislative committee to be grilled on a newly cooked up plan. Quinn proposed tasking a commission with devising a way to get Illinois' pension systems back on track. But not just any commission. This would be a sort of super committee with extraordinary powers. Whatever it came up with would automatically become law, unless a majority of the General Assembly voted to reject it. A plan devised as an end run around political gridlock.
We have to understand that this is an emergency, and it does require, under this emergency situation, a structure that allows us to move forward.
Unions who've battled every other pension proposal brought before the General Assembly especially didn't like this one. The Illinois Federation of Teachers, Dan Montgomery.
This, you could say, is clever. I would say, unfortunately, I think it's kind of a cynical and seemingly reasonable but rather sad attempt to get something done.
Cinda Klickna of the Illinois Education Association.
Why do we even need a General Assembly if everything can be turned over to a commission? It's just crazy.
And the AFL-CIO's John Kerrigan.
I would just simply characterize this as a desperate Hail Mary pass.
But it wasn't just unions. Legislators themselves mocked the plan. Here's Quinn's fellow, though outspoken, Democrat Representative Jack Franks of Marengo.
This is an embarrassing desperation ploy from a guy who can't get anything done.
Although representatives pass Quinn's measure out of a committee, several say it was mostly a courtesy to the governor. Then the full House adjourned without ever voting on it. The House didn't take up two other pension proposals either because there weren't enough votes to pass them. One plan, preferred by Senate President John Cullerton, passed out of that chamber back in May. The other garnered a lot of attention earlier this week when it got bipartisan support from a House panel. Supporters of those separate proposals can unite in frustration that they stalled. But otherwise, the new session is starting off with a showdown between the two plans. The main sponsors, President Cullerton and Democratic Representative Elaine Nekritz of Northbrook, each have questions about the legality of the other's plan. Senate Republican leader Christine Rodonio says it leaves her concerned that nothing will get accomplished.
Democrats have had clear majorities now for 10 years. Republicans have worked very hard on pension reform. The problem is the Democrat majorities do not agree on pension reform, and frankly, I'm not sure they want it.
Despite Rodonio's pessimism, both Cullerton and Nekritz say they're willing to compromise. Part of the rush to pass something, anything, is to hold off bond rating agencies, which have threatened to lower Illinois' already weak credit rating. Cullerton says there's no need for them to rush to judgment over the standstill.
The pension system and the state are in no way bankrupt.
But Illinois already has the lowest credit rating of any state, and some legislators speculate, fear even, that it'll take a further downgrade to force reluctant politicians to get on board. I'm Amanda Vinicky.